The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Can you imagine a world where everyone knows they can make a difference? What if controversy is your ticket to success and new possibilities, to being a leader in creating a different reality? Do you have the courage to create something greater than has ever existed before? This is The Value of Controversy, presented by facilitators of Access Consciousness. Join us now for the tools, techniques, and awareness you need to create a world that you would be grateful to live in. Now, here are your hosts.
Hi, everybody. This is the Controversy Team. We're back again. And today we have almost the whole team with us, which is awesome. We're going to have so much fun. So I think I'm myself, Jonas. I'm in Venice, and with me in the room, I actually have my lovely colleagues, Susanna and Lisa. And over the water, the small pond we have between us in the U.S., I also have with me Anne and Marilyn and Tamara. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jonas.
All right.
Cool. So, awesome. And if you're listening in, also know that you are very, very welcome to call into the show today and ask questions. You do that at 1-888-346-9141. So that was 1-888-346-9141. So you can also find the numbers if you go to our Facebook page, The Value of Controversy, and there you can find links to our page on Voice America and all kind of other fun stuff too. So come check us out and play with us. We're here for you. So today we're actually going to talk about what you have decided is possible. No, actually impossible. Maybe we will talk about what you have decided is possible too. But anyway, whatever you decided is impossible, and maybe let's decide it's possible instead. So, you know, sometimes you have all these things going on in your life, and you don't really know how to change them. You don't really know how to do something different, and therefore they feel kind of impossible. And what if they're not? What if they're actually totally possible? And what if there's tools and techniques to actually create that? Today we're actually going to talk a little bit about 10 keys that could, if you were really willing to use them, give you total freedom. Yes, you heard me right. Total freedom. So let's bring it on. And we will just grab them one and one and talk about them, and we'll just all chip in. And let's just start with, what is the 10 keys that I'm talking about? Lisa, can you help me?
Of course I can. And I was just like, before I went into that, I was like thinking about you saying impossible. I was like, okay, how many things do we have in life where we decide or choose that something is impossible, so we don't even have to look at it? We don't have to ask a question. We don't even have to create. We don't have to choose something different. I'm like, how many times do we choose something and say it's impossible so we can keep on having the life we have?
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I know it's something that we have, like all us seven that are working together, is like we love when we come to a wall where we have a point of view that it's impossible. We just love looking at that one because we know it's just a point of view. It's just like, maybe, what if there's there's nothing impossible.
I think that's really great, Lisa. And also, how many people decide that something is impossible because they bought into all of the restrictions of this reality and everything they've been told is the way things are, and nobody's ever said to them, you know what, you can question everything.
You know, one of the things, Marilyn, that came up for me when I first came to Access was possibility is one of the four elements of creation, right? Question, choice, possibility, and contribution. And I, first of all, like, didn't even have any awareness about any of those as the four elements of creation at all because I was trying to figure it out and do it the way we've been taught to do it in this reality, which is the step-by-step. And so in the exploration of using the Access tools, the Ten Commandments that we're going to talk about throughout this call, what I realized is how much conclusion I was living in, and not just me, but everyone on the planet buys into these conclusions that we function from. And so I had literally eliminated possibility out of my life, out of my universe, and I joke when I'm teaching my, facilitating my classes that I was like a walking, talking Eeyore. Like, I was gloomy, I was pessimistic, I was depressed for, you know, most of my life, because if you eliminate possibility out of your life, there's not a lot of room for buoyancy and expansion and lightness and fun and joy and all that stuff that makes life really juicy and fun to live. So that conclusions that we have, that we may not even know that we have, that we're functioning from, to me are like the enemies and the eliminators of possibility.
And yes, and one of the things we spoke about was the idea that I was a separate finite being, and that limited much. And it's interesting, I'll just throw this out here, but the first commandment, key in the Access Ten Commandments is to ask, would an infinite being truly choose this? And I've been working with this for about a week now, and what shows up is amazing.
So what kinds of things are showing up? Because Marilyn, that was one of the ones that I had not even an awareness about what that meant when I first came in, infinite being, right? And
yes.
So difference between being and body and all of that. But how does that show up for you? Like, what are you noticing when you use that?
Well, one of the things that I'm noticing, and people say, well, what is an infinite being? And I can't give a definition. And Deary has always said that definition by definition alone is limitation. So infinite being is always questioned to me. And some of the things that have shown up are, all right, would an infinite being ever be wrong? Or would they just choose again? Would an infinite being ever judge? And this reality is all about judgment. And when I began asking that question, would an infinite being actually be judged in what I'm judging, it was light. Well, it was heavy that an infinite being would be judging. It's a lie. So it's an incredible tool to begin, at least for me, to move me into a really different space from the finite Maryland. And I'm like you, Timur, that was walking around kind of gloomy and depressed. Well, I'm a woman of this age. I have this degree. I can only do this. I can only relate to people this way. And when I move from the finite and start asking questions, would an infinite being choose to be limited by their gender? Would an infinite being choose to take this personally? I mean, it's just such a freeing question to begin asking. It really blows my mind. And the other thing I want to say about it is whenever I come to conclusion, like you were talking about earlier, I'm done. So it's just asking the question and being in the energy of what that energy is.
And it's awesome that you're talking about the energy of it, because when I ask the question, wait a minute, would an infinite being actually choose this? There's an energetic shift that is created simply by asking the question, and I get to step out of the density or the finiteness or however, like you had wonderful ways of describing it, and into a space of what Tamara was talking about, which is a space of possibilities. Like, oh, and a lot of times it happens without a cognition, right? Without a thought or a plan. There's just more space. There's space in my body, and there are possibilities that are there that I sort of catch out of the corner of my eye that I was never even aware of before.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I think Tamara had a great clearing. What was that, Tamara?
I just thought it would be fun to throw a few clearings in there. You know, see if we could open up a little bit more to possibility. Why not? So what creation are you using to invoke the limitation of possibilities you're choosing? Everything that is times a gazillion, we destroyed and created all.
Yes.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
This is so awesome. So for you listening, I hope you just noticed that we just gave you the first tool of the 10 tools. And the tool is, would an infinite being truly choose this? And so what other tools do we have?
So many favorites.
Yeah, I know, we have so many favorites.
One of the
cool things is, like, it's like, it's really like 10 tools. And it's like, as we were saying, Sweden, actually, where I'm from, it's like a smorgasbord. So it's this big buffet of possibilities, and you can just choose to use a tool when you want to use a tool, which is so awesome. And there's tools for everything. And one of the cool things that the founder of Access, Gary Douglas, said once was, if you would truly be willing to use these 10 commandments, these 10 tools all the time, you would have total freedom.
Absolutely.
Total choice and total possibility. And that is just awesome.
Yeah.
So
Sorry, George.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You go. No, you go.
No, I was just going to say, the second one is, everything is just an interesting point of view. And for me, this goes so well with the first one. Because when I ask a question like, would an infinite being truly judge? Would they choose judgment? You know, it's like, no, that doesn't resonate. And if you're not doing judgment, what are you doing? Well, everything is just an interesting point of view. Wow, interesting point of view. I just, whatever it is, stumbled over something. Interesting point of view. I created this mess. Okay, what other choices do I have? Interesting point of view. This person is complimenting me. And interesting point of view has been a tool that I've used to really get out of taking things personally and judging. I think it's an amazing tool.
It's so funny that because, you know, when both of us were going to talk at the same time, I was going to talk about interesting point of view.
And it's interesting, too, because this particular commandment, along with the rest of them, really does open us up to more possibilities. Because when we're functioning from judgment in any area of our lives, and as I was just mentioning a few minutes ago, when you're functioning from conclusions, and believe me, we don't even know how much we're functioning from judgment, how much we're functioning from conclusions and decisions. When we're functioning in that way, we're limiting what's possible. So using this tool, interesting point of view, really begins to shift us into the space of allowance. And when you're functioning from the space of allowance, when you're being that energy of allowance, then suddenly there is so much more available and possible for you to choose and be and create and have and receive in your life, and it just really becomes way more fun.
And the big part might even be when you actually are functioning from interesting point of view and create that allowance, you actually have space, which you don't have otherwise.
Yeah, that's true, exactly.
But it's so amazing. I just, like, when I started to use this tool, I finally got this space where I actually felt like I had a choice.
Yeah.
And it really, it helped me get out of my conclusions, because a conclusion is when you say, like I said, I was the walking, talking Eeyore. So it was like, as soon as I'm like, you know, I kind of hit up against a stuck point in my life, wherever I'm creating a stuck point in my life, and I'd be like, oh, well, there's nothing that can be done about that, or there's no point in saying that to that person. Oh, it's kind of like, well, I can't change that, or it's never going to change. Like, all those types of things that I was functioning from before, I started to realize that every single one of them is just where I had bought into a conclusion. And by saying, oh, well, that's an interesting point of view, I think there's no point in telling that person something because it's never going to change. Then it gets me out of my stuck point. So I'm not stuck anymore in my conclusion. I can actually say, oh, well, that's just an interesting point of view. So I'm gonna, you know, go say that thing to that person, knowing that change is possible instead of that it's not.
And I also, like, when I use interesting point of view, it's really, like, for me personally, every time, like, when something is going, like, a loop in my head and I use it, like, when I get out of stuck point, I really get so much more information of what else is possible. Like, it's like I perceive this space in my universe, like, I could choose anything now instead of going, like, in this loop of blah, 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 whatever that is.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
No, it's like, after a while, it sounds like blah, 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 because I repeat myself, like, that's hard, or I cannot, or whatever that is going on. And sometimes I don't really know it, but kind of I hear the same thing going on in my head. And then, like, oh, come on, Lisa, let's go into a point of view. And then afterwards, it's like, it opens up to, like, wow, this universe is cool. I have so many more possibilities that I had decided don't work, basically. And then I'm like, okay, Lisa, are you willing to give yourself a chance to create or choose something different? Or are you going to be proving and convincing yourself that you're right? Like, that's my choice.
Absolutely.
Every time, too. Yeah.
Well, you're mentioning choice. You probably used the word choice, I don't know, 10 times in that. And I think that's so cool. Because, I mean, back to the first commandment, would an infinite being truly choose this? And what a lot of people have been brought up to believe is that things just happen to them, and that's where they actually give up their power and potency. And just you saying all of that, Lisa, it's like, yeah, we do have choice. It's not that things happen. We choose to create things, and that has been huge for me.
Would an infinite being choose to limit the possibilities available to them?
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. It would not. Which might actually lead us into that process again, Tamara.
Yes. What creation are you using to invoke the limitation of possibilities? The lack and limitation of possibilities you are choosing.
Yes.
Everything that is times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all mine, shorts, boys and beyonds.
Cool. Awesome. So,
hey, you guys, can I ask a question? Is there
you
a?
Ask a question.
I was on a Skype call with a client just before this show, and there's an element of being willing to not be right. And to use the tools and to tap into the space of freedom, right? That's really is like almost a requirement in order to have the tools work, because he was sort of stuck there, and what I say to him or what I say to other people is I would so much rather be free than be right. And it's really the willingness to give up the deal of needing to be right, and then from that space, it's like these tools they're like magic. They work sometimes like instantaneously, right?
Yeah, well, totally, Anne. That's great, because if you have it all figured out, like if you've decided, oh, I've got it all figured out, I've got it handled, I know what's going to work, I've got it right. How much room for possibility is in that?
Totally. Totally, totally.
Oops, yeah, that'd be none. or very little.
Yeah, cool.
So as you see, everything we're talking about in these tools, they are really designed to get you the space where you feel like you have choice. And choice is actually true freedom, because when you have choice, you can create whatever you want, and that would be some sort of total freedom to have. And this conversation is just awesome. So we will go for a short break. And as I said before, please feel welcome to call in if you want to ask questions or whatever it might be, the reason you want to call in. And we'll be back very soon after these short messages. Bye.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Listening to the value of controversy. We invite you to participate in our program today. Call us toll free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. Now, back to the value of controversy.
Okay, so we're back again. Or actually, we're in the future, but here we are again. So we were talking about different tools that we call the Ten Commandments, which is actually not commandments. That was something with the Bible and God. We don't do that very well. So we're actually talking about 10 tools that could give you the total freedom. We were talking about two before the break, and now we want to bring up another one because we were starting to get into awareness and how awareness and consciousness might actually be thing that could really support you in creating something different in your life. And we have an awesome tool for that. And we call the tool choose in 10-second increments. So why would you like to choose in 10-second increments, Tamara?
It would be so funny if you said, I don't like that.
Everything.
Now what do you choose?
10 seconds
are over.
Okay, so maybe we lost her. I don't know.
Oh, I had myself on mute. I'm so cute.
Oh, you're talking to yourself?
I'm here talking along, and I'm like, why can't they hear me?
That was also a choice.
So it's funny because when we were on the break, I was thinking about, like, what are some of my favorites? Like, what are some of my favorite tools? And this is definitely one of them because it got me out of...
Fading
out.
I think we are losing her, but
I think we have lost.
Obviously, one of her.
Oh
favorites.
No! That's very sad.
No, you're back again. We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh,
again.
Good. I was just thinking that, you know, it helped me so much to realize that if something's not working for me, I can just choose again. Like, there never has to be one choice to end all choices or one decision to end all decisions. Like, it's way more fun to recognize, because I actually play with this, in that all of my choices just expire in 10 seconds, so I get to choose again. Like, how fun is that? I get to choose again. And if I want to keep choosing the same thing over and over and over because it's fun for me and it's generative and expanding my life, then awesome. And if it's not working for me, I just choose something else. So it really made a huge difference in my life, this one.
And that is really what it's about, because what if you would not ever, ever, ever again need to feel that you were afraid to make a choice? What if you would just be totally confident in just making a choice because you know you can make another one if that doesn't work for you?
It helped me get out of this idea that I, you know, if I made a decision or I made a commitment or I made an agreement, then it was almost like I abandoned my choice and I had to stick to the commitment, instead of recognizing that, yeah, that might have been a generative choice that I made then, whenever then was, but now, in order for my life to continue to be generative, I need to make a different choice.
Yeah, and then was 10 seconds ago, and now it's 10 seconds later, so then it's not there anymore. So, And the other thing with this tool, which makes it so awesome, is that choice always creates awareness.
What's that again, Jonas? Could you say that again, please?
I can say that for you, Marilyn, so you finally can get this.
I'm just kind of retarded in this area.
I'm just kidding. No, you're not, darling. So choice always creates awareness. And what do we mean by that? And what does that even mean, actually? Every time you make a choice, you actually create something. You create a movement. Most often you also create a set of possibilities. But whatever you create, one thing that it will always give you, no matter what the result is compared to your expectations or your projections, it will always create information and awareness for you that you can actually use to make another choice.
You know, before I got to Access, I operated on the idea of awareness created choice. In other words, I had to be aware of a situation, and then I would choose. And it's been so freeing to just choose and see what comes up. And sometimes people have a hard time with this one, and I'm like, okay, so if someone says, where do you want to go to dinner? And you go, I don't care. And they say, okay, do you want to go to Chinese food? You know immediately whether or not you want to go to Chinese food, because it's presented as a choice. So sometimes you don't even have to act on the choice for it to create awareness. But it's been amazing to me how much that choice, live in 10-second increments and choice creates awareness, has brought into my life. It's just totally cool.
Yeah, and I have a great example that is really actually easy to understand from my life, which has occurred like 100 times the last couple of years. It's when I'm in a restaurant and I want to order food. Sometimes you can sit there and look at the menu and you really don't know exactly what you want to order. And you have all these thoughts and it's spinning around, and maybe I should have that, maybe I should have that. What I always do is that I just choose something and then I order that. And then you get the information and the awareness if that feels light or heavy, if that still feels expansive or not. And I cannot tell you how many times I have ordered, and then I have to run into the kitchen a minute later and order. I'm literally
That's funny, Jonas, because if I order something my body doesn't want, it's like, oh, no, you don't. Nope. Mm-mm. No. Like, right away.
Not happening.
You know, most of the time I get it instantaneously, but I have several times I've been running into the kitchen. Hey, can you stop my order?
Funny.
But, you know, so it's also to be willing to make the choices and to be willing to change your choices and to make another choice.
And it's the willingness to be messy, like to be like, well, I might mess this up, right? Like, if we're so concerned with getting it right and not, and like avoiding messing up or avoiding getting it wrong, which I know so many people operate that way, like they will sit and deliberate about a choice for hours or days or weeks because they're so worried about making the wrong choice. Like, if you're willing to mess it up and willing to live in that space of choice creates awareness, then you can just choose with a lot of ease.
It's Anne again, and I typically bring stuff back to kids, but when you watch like 2 and 3 year olds and a little younger and a little older, they really do function from choice creating awareness. They choose in 10-second increments, sometimes in nanosecond increments. And if it, and if they don't like whatever it is they chose, they'll just simply turn around and choose something else. And I watch them in my office, and they just go from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing to thing, and or they'll stay on one thing for a little while until it's not fun anymore, and then they'll move on to the next thing. But there's a lightness about that and a total absence of density, and I just keep on thinking. It's one of the reasons I love having kids in the classes, because people get to see that and to tap into the energy of what it's like to live your life like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once upon a time, we all did live our lives like that,
exactly.
Until we didn't.
Exactly, right?
Until we made things significant, which brings us to one of my actual other favorite of these keys is no form, no structure, no significance. And this one continues constantly to remind me if I start creating some kind of discomfort or upset or drama in my life because I might have gotten attached to something, I might be making something significant. And thank goodness I have a vast number of Access colleagues and facilitators that can remind me, and they can simply ask a very simple question, which is, are you making that significant? And I can be like, oh, yep, whoops, I started making that significant. Because if nothing is significant, then you're always living in the realm of possibility. Rather than making something significant by, you know, there's a lot of ways we can make something significant, but if we've decided something has to go a certain way, then you're, again, limiting your possibilities. So not making something significant and allowing it to show up any way the universe wants to deliver it opens you up, once again, to the possibilities.
And this is so funny because, you know, I think that everybody can actually put themselves in this situation. When you meet a person and you're talking with them about something and they have created such a structure and such a significance around what it is for them and how they see that and what their point of view about that is and what is right and what is wrong and how awful it is to have that conversation with that person because there's really no opening at all to look at something else.
Yeah, the conversation sort of dies because where do you go when there is nowhere to go, when you're just living inside all the conclusions and the significance and the form and the structure that they've made everything? It just sort of... It's really not generative anymore, so it just kind of ends.
Yeah,
along
exactly.
With the possibilities that you could be choosing if you weren't making everything about form, structure, and significance.
I know, and that's the thing. I think we all can put ourselves in that situation when we have been in that situation with a person, and how awful that is. So take that energy to yourself, because every time you are creating your life from form, structure, and significance, that's exactly how you are treating yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and I think that's why it's one of my favorites, because it helps me get out of that space of no possibility.
It also helps me get out of that space of making someone else or something else responsible for my life or my life dependent on it. You know, if I make a boyfriend significant, or if I make getting a particular job or client significant, or going to a particular class significant, then nothing else can exist for me, and I've made that bigger than I am. And it's interesting because I really wanted to go to the Venice 2 and 3, and I asked the question, okay, so what would it take for me to go to the Venice 2 and 3? And what showed up was to do it online. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I can do that. I'll just have my eggplant parmesan and my wine and my Chianti. And it's like it always shows up differently, but it always shows up if you're really willing to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
And that has just been cool for me.
And not that I want...
Venice is calling.
Hi.
Welcome, Venice.
I just, when you were talking, I was thinking of the ask and you shall receive. You know, when we were asking for things, and then... You wonder why they don't show up the way you would like to, the way you would like to, you know, where you have a form and a structure attached to your question when you ask for something. Rather than asking for something, it allows you to show up the way it shows up, which might be greater than you can imagine and have in your head as a form and a structure.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactamente.
Hey, Jonas, do you have a great clearing for us?
I do have a great clearing for us. Because this energy about form, structure, and significance, it starts to get a little bit sticky. So let's clear a little bit around that.
Mm-hmm.
So what creation are you using to invoke the form, structure, and significance you are choosing? And everything that is sounds like a ceiling can be destroyed and uncreated all.
Yeah.
I don't know good or bad, but I'm book all nine shorts for and beyond.
Let's add perpetrate to that.
Perpetrate too. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that, Susanna.
What creation are you using to invoke and perpetrate the form, structure, and significance you are choosing? Everything about it. I'm the guy to be honest. Will you please just turn and create it?
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Right or wrong, good or bad, put and book all nine short boys and beyond. Oh, gosh, that feels great. Thanks, Tamara.
So the other piece I just wanted to mention about the significance thing is a lot of times people make solutions or answers. Like wherever you feel like you're struggling in your life and you're figuring it out and you're figuring it out and figuring it out, finally you're like, oh, I've got the solution. I've got the answer. And then that solution or answer becomes the thing you make so significant. It's like you put all your eggs in one basket. You decide, well, this is the thing that's finally going to, you know, solve my problem. And you make it so significant that you don't allow something else to show up, like the universe to deliver you a variety of different possibilities. And one of the things that comes up, and not that I want to make this class, turn this class or this call into a money thing, but one of the things that I see over and over and over and over with just about every client or in all the classes that I facilitate is people have made money the solution or the answer to whatever problem they've decided they cannot solve. And so they make it so unbelievably significant that it pretty much runs their life. So everything that just brought up times a gazillion, we destroyed and created all?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Oh. That feels great, too. So, can you do that clearing again?
Which one? The one you did or a different one?
No, the one you just did. Oh, no, that was just you clearing the entity.
So,
that came up.
Yeah, no, but I can. I mean, it's sort of like, let's see, what would be a good one to come up with that? What creation are you using to invoke the necessity of making money significant? The necessity of making money significant are you choosing?
Yes.
Everything that is times a gazillion, we destroyed and created all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
And what Tamara just did, so where she put the word money in, you can actually put in whatever you want.
Yeah.
Put in relationship or sex or sex or sex or just sex.
Or politics.
Or a
politics.
Person.
Or your family member or anything. Like you can put anything there.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's a great. So what creation are you using to invoke the necessity of making money significant are you choosing? Everything that is times a gazillion, we destroyed and created all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Blah.
Cool. So, this is just so much fun and awesome. We're actually going to go to a little bit of an early break again here because we're being chased by the time today. So. We'll be back very soon with more on this topic, and please be with us. Bye-bye.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness the Bars. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to The Value of Controversy. We invite you to participate in our program today. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. Now, back to The Value of Controversy.
Hi, we're back in the future again with the controversial people from the controversy team. So we'll keep on talking about these tools, Ten Commandments. And I know that Marilyn has something awesome going on and actually coming up, which is just so expansive. So I would just love for you to talk more about that, Marilyn.
Thank you, Jonas. Yes, a little bit back, a little while back, I was looking at the Ten Commandments, and it's really easy to read them and go, oh, yeah, I can do that. And what I realized was, you know what, you really have to commit doing them if you would like your life to change. So I made a demand of myself that I would do one of these a month for 10 months, starting with the first one. And then I thought, huh, why don't I invite other people to do that? Because when you have a lot of people doing the same thing, particularly if it's like something that's creating more awareness, more consciousness, it really exponentializes the energy. So I created the Ten Commandment Challenge. And I think we now have over 150 people signed up for it. Anyway, what we're doing is for 1 month, we're doing one commandment. So we actually started on September 1st, but anybody is welcome to join at any time with, would an infinite being truly do this, be this, choose this. That's what it is. Would an infinite being truly choose this? And I'm going to have a guest on a call once a month on September 12th, Simone Moses, the worldwide coordinator of Access, is going to be my guest talking about what an infinite being truly chooses. And if you have any interest in this, I really invite you to sign up and join us. And all you have to do is go to the Access Consciousness website at www.accessconsciousness.com. Click on facilitators, find a facilitator, and click on Marilyn Bradford, and the class will come up. Now, the class says September 7th because it's you can't have a class that starts on September 1st when it's already in the 3rd, so I have to keep changing the date, but that's just random information. But anyway, I would love to have you join us. We're The Facebook group for this has been amazing. I mean, people are coming up with awarenesses left and right. And the other really cool thing about this is we're asking for a donation. The suggested donation is $250, and all of the proceeds go to El Lagar, which is this amazing property in Costa Rica that Access is looking at buying so that we can really have the space where we can have classes and other people can come. Anyway, it's just awesome. All of that is on the website, and you don't have to pay all at once. Many people are choosing to do a donation of $25 a month, and it's just so fun. So I would really, really, really like to invite you to go to www.accessconsciousness.com and click on facilitators, click on Find Marilyn Bradford, and then you can click on joining the call, because it's just great. And I would like to have you ask yourself, how much could this shift and change for me if I were willing to join this group and do one of the commandments a month? So thank you, Jonas, for that. I'm really excited about this. It's just, it's energizing me so much, I can't even tell you.
I'm also really excited about that. And that there's different people coming in and contributing to that too during the journey. And here's the thing with that whole project, because now I know Marilyn very well and I know what her thoughts and her awareness is behind that whole project. And that is actually matching totally what is the difference between if you are creating space and freedom or not. You know what that difference is? That's if you are using the tools or not.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole project is created to actually assist and support people in using the tools. I remember this story a year ago in an Access class I was, and was this person that had done Access for many, many years. And then finally, she just stood up and said to Dane, which is one of the co-creators of Access, "Hey, Dane, I just realized one thing with you." And he just looked at her, "What?" And he just said, "Oh, the difference between you and a lot of people is that you're actually using the tools all the fucking time." Oh, minus F word, obviously. But since we're on radio, it was obviously not that word. If you heard that, you heard wrong. So, but that's really the difference, and that's really what I know that Marilyn's trying to create with that, which I think is just awesome.
Thank you, Jonas. Yes, and I've been amazed because it's actually involves a lot of people who are quite new to Access or have never done much before. Maybe they've done a bars class. Maybe not even that. They've done some free stuff, and they're like, "Wow, what a cool way to get into Access is I can do one of these Ten Commandments a month, and I can share this with everybody else who's doing it. And I don't have to do it alone, and I don't have to feel weird." And so it's, I've just been, I can't even express. I was on the Facebook page today, and it was just so exciting to see what people were coming up with.
So please, if you in any way feel that that would expand your life or feels light to you, at least go in and check it out and sign up if you think that will create more for you in your life. And one question you could actually ask yourself when it comes to choosing or not choosing is, what would my life look like in 5 years if I chose it? Which is just such a great question to get the awareness of if this will expand your life or not. Which actually leads us into another super, super, super great tool called Being in the Question.
And the interesting thing with all these Ten Commandments is that we do facilitate and use them and have them in the classes, and especially if you go to Foundation Level 1, those are course classes in Access. And I know a lot of the people that have been to my class, they love the tools when we talk about them. And afterwards, it's also a lot of the tools that they forget to use. So, I mean, it's so simple to change your life, basically. And I know a lot of people don't even want to hear that because our problems are usually so hard to change. So what if you were willing to go on a journey of change together? I know it's often easier when you feel that there's support and you can talk together about things, and whatever new awareness you receive, you can really connect with the people. And I mean, Marilyn is an awesome facilitator, so once a month you guys are gonna connect and talk about the next tool. I love that. And I mean, it has really changed a lot for me, like just using interesting point of view with all my interesting points of views. It's basically, for me, every time I change a point of view, let it go, something new shows up in my life, and I never know what it will be, but there's always change going on. It can be like it changes things with my body. It can change things with my financial situation. It can change that I'm traveling more. I get different people call me for different projects just because I let go of a point of view. It's like every point of view limits me of seeing and choosing and receiving something different. And I'm like, what if we were willing to use these, explore them together, and really, like, are you willing to create a life where everything is possible, or are you still wanting to prove that everything might be impossible?
Exactly.
You know, one of the things, this is Marilyn again, I got dumped off the call, but I'm back. One of the things that I've realized is that so many people are hesitant to go forward because they realize that when they go forward, they're going to lose their reference points. I'm wrong. I need to judge everything. This is the way it is. All of those are reference points that we use to define ourselves and our life, and we think that that's actually going to make us safe and secure. But I've been a psychotherapist for 22 years, and I can tell you that most people are either depressed or anxious. And my interesting point of view is a lot of that comes from this lie that you're safe and secure from deciding who you are rather than being in the question, and deciding what's true for you rather than being in the question, which goes back to no form, structure, and significance, because this reality tells us that we need to define ourselves and make ourselves into a structure and make that significant. And actually, nothing could be further from the truth. The more you step into living in 10-second increments and no form, structure, and significance, and what an infinite being, 7 Ten Commandments, your life will expand, and the more true freedom you have.
Awesome. So unfortunately, and we have only been able to go to talk about 6 tools so far, but I guess that has something to do with us. Our show is just an hour, and we're really sorry for that, but we have more tools. That was pretty obvious since it's called 10 Commandments, and we have talked about 6, so I guess there must be 4 more. And we could obviously talk about them because we know them, because we're using them all the time, but we unfortunately don't have time today. But here's the thing, and I think you have all gotten that. The difference between creating that freedom and that space where you have the choice and the awareness to choose more in your life is actually to use the tools, which we can all do. And if you start doing that, you will get a totally different life, honestly. And it's a lot about starting to use them, and then the more you use them, the more use you get to using them. And it becomes like this muscle of just using them, like being in the question, going to interesting point of view, using allowance. And don't create your life from form, structure, and significance. And maybe we could even say that it takes practice. And I don't know if it's practice or if it's just to keep on choosing to use them. And that will create that you get much better and much more skilled at using them. And after a while, it will just almost be like your new pattern, your new behavior, because that's just what you're doing. And you're becoming this much more infinite being that can create your life with ease and just feel like you have freedom in a totally different way. And then, obviously, we also have the processes that we have been using today that might assist you and help you a lot.
Cool.
So maybe we should use them again and just run them a couple of times more before we end the show to create even more space out in the world. What an awesome, fabulous idea from Mr. Jonas. So, what creation are you using to invoke the limited possibilities you are choosing? And everything that is time consuming, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes, yes.
Right or wrong, good or bad, put a book, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. Oh, do I have the other one? Yeah. So what creation are you using to invoke the form, structure, and significance you are choosing? Everything that is Sanskritian, can we destroy and uncreate it all?
Yeah.
Right or
yes.
wrong, good or bad, put and puck, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond.
What creation are you using to invoke and perpetrate the form, structure, and significance you are choosing?
And everything that is Sanskritian, can we destroy and uncreate that? Right and wrong, good and bad, but above all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. What will be possible in the world if we all keep on using these tools and clear everything that is in our way to have the freedom we so deserve and should have?
We should have,
because we could have if we were willing to choose it all the time.
That sounds like a song.
Exactly.
It does.
That's great, Joe.
So, I know. It was funny because I obviously said wrong, but then I tried to repair it, and it didn't go very well. But 10-second choice, and here's the thing. Our show is over for today because I'm talking all the time. So thank you all so much. What was the address to the Ten Commandments telecall series again, Marilyn?
Yes. Go to www.axconsciousness.com. Click on the drop-down menu for facilitators. There's a sign to facilitator. Put in Marilyn, you'll find Marilyn Bradford, and if you go to that and click on classes, I know it seems a lot, but it's actually really easy. You'll see the Ten Commandments telecall, and really, you can join anytime. It's truly cool to join early, and we're going to have a telecall on September 12th.
Oh, Marilyn just dropped. September 12th.
Cool. We lost her.
Bye-bye, yeah. Bye, everybody. Thank you for today.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Value of Controversy. What questions did we create for you today? Write in and tell us. Please join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about us, please visit our website at thevalueofcontroversy.com. Until our next show, be controversial and have a great week.